This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says his armed forces were capable of fighting off any Russian attack. The statement Monday comes as the country marked its National Army Day with a display of U.S. armored vehicles and patrol boats. U.S. President Joe Biden has pledged his unwavering support to Ukraine in its standoff with Moscow and will hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday to try to defuse the crisis. The two presidents will have to negotiate a history of mutual suspicion as they take up the urgent issue of a major Russian military buildup on the Ukraine border. The key question hanging over the talks is whether Putin might actually launch a cross-border offensive or whether he is using the troops to pressure the U.S. president for guarantees ex-Soviet Ukraine will never become a NATO launch pad. New Zealand has announced it will not be sending diplomatic representatives to the Beijing Winter Olympics in February. Deputy Prime Minister Grant Robertson made the statement on Tuesday, citing COVID-19 as the reason. The comments come after the United States said Monday that it would not send government officials to the 2022 Winter Olympics due to China's human rights atrocities. Robertson told reporters in Parliament that the government has made it clear they won't be there at a ministerial level. Robertson said the move was not due to the U.S. decision. The World Bank says its funding helped deliver 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines around the world. In addition, it would reach the 150 million mark by the end of the month if doses arrive as expected. We have more stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi was convicted on two charges and handed a four-year sentence Monday. Later in the day, state TV announced that the country's military leader reduced the sentence by 2 years. The civilian leader was ousted in a de facto coup this year. Her trial has been widely criticized as a further effort by the country's military rulers to roll back the democratic gains of recent years. Thousands of Sudanese demonstrators rallied in Khartoum and other parts of the country Monday to protest the country's October military coup. Demonstrators said police fired tear gas to disperse protesters marching near the presidential palace. The Associated Press reported that protests also took place in other cities as well, including Kassala, Sanaa, and Port Sudan. Sudan's military took power on October 25th, arresting dozens of officials in the country's transitional government. It was the second coup in the country since a popular uprising in April 2019 forced the removal of longtime leader Omar al-Bashir. The Biden administration is set to reinstate a Trump-era policy to make asylum seekers wait in Mexico. This is for hearings in U.S. immigration court this week with changes and additions. A U.S. official says the first migrants are to be sent from El Paso, Texas, back to Ciudad Juarez. Timing was in flux as officials made final preparations, but it may begin on Tuesday. The Biden administration is acting under a court order as it seeks to end the Remain in Mexico policy in a way that passes legal scrutiny. Former anti-apartheid fighter Ibrahim Ismail Ibrahim, who spent part of his life in Robben Island Penitentiary in South Africa, died Monday at the age of 84. He died of a long illness at his home in Johannesburg, the ruling African National Congress said in a statement. The party hailed the longtime ANC member, a patriot who has served his country in many capacities with humility, dedication, and distinction. The activist of Indian origin had a journey similar to that of the big names in the fight against the white racist regime in South Africa. The body of the late U.S. Senator Bob Dole of the state of Kansas will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol on Thursday. Congressional leaders will honor the former Republican presidential candidate and World War II veteran. He served in Congress 36 years. Dole died Sunday at the age of 98. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.